Why did Rashi do such a thing? It bothers me. It's bothersome. Rashi's a pashta. Rashi explains a pashup shah in the Gemara. I don't know about you. That's not what my Gemara says, David. Jeremy, is that what your Gemara says? Benny! Hey, Benny! Isaac Gut! Is your brother still alive?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, where is he?
He's in Panama. I don't know where he is.
I know. Where's Panama? Is Panama here?
Panama is in the bottom of Central America.
No. I know where Panama is. What do you think? I went to YU?
I don't know where he is. That's not.
However, I did go to YU. Rabbi Isai, what's pshat over here? Who could help me out over here? Tell me as far. David.
He doesn't talk about Bittel?
Oh, what?
He doesn't talk about... Why has he jumped to Bidika?
Are you answering my question? I'm not following.
I thought that was the reason why. He goes to Bidika. Like, meaning, why is he thinking it's Derabana and we're talking about Bidika? It's because it would have spoken about maybe who is the Chiyuv to do Bittel on, if we're talking Deraisa level.
Well, the Gemara had a suffix, right? Who has to do a bedika? The Gemara brings a raya from mezuzah. And the Gemara says, mezuzah is not a good raya. Rashi learns that Gemara to mean, that's because mezuzah is the araisa and here's the rabbana. Who told Rashi that that's pshat on the Gemara?
So I was thinking that maybe because it didn't ask like, right, hamas chir bayez l'chaveru barbasar ami levatel.
In the Gemara should have had just a regular suffix. Okay, I hear. That's interesting. Who could say another idea of why you think Rashi said it, even according to the way the Gemara presents the suffix?
Okay. I think maybe...
Because again, David, one second, Jack. Bedika is also relevant on a level of the Raisa, as we know, according to Rashi and Lefi Daran, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to know why Rashi was still compelled, even within the text of the Gemara, I could have still understood that this is a Doraisa. Rashi says, absolutely not. Jack.
I just want to say on a very simple level, I mean, if we're learning Rashi without the Ron, and just understanding Rashi as is, Rashi holds it's Derabanan, Dika's Derabanan. So, and we know Mezuzah is a Torah obligation. So the first thing Rashi sees is this discrepancy between Deraisa and Derabonan. So he's trying to make that diuk according to, okay, it's obvious that there's something going on here, and Rashi's trying to fit in an explanation.
Well, I don't understand. Even if Bidika is Derabonan, even according to what you're saying, Jack, there's no reason to compel and to bend over backwards to make sure that we're talking about a situation where there's no Baal Yerah Baal Yematzeh here. Rashi's adding a lot more to the Gemara that's not said in the Gemara. Correct, Jack?
Because the Gemara doesn't really give so much reason to why it said that.
Yeah, but how did Rashi know? Why couldn't Rashi just see the Gemara and saying, no, that's a Chovas Hadar? How did Rashi know to do this? Even if Bidika is Derabanan, even if according to the way it is. But still, maybe we're talking about a guy who didn't build a Bittel. I don't know. Yeah, Julian. You hear what I'm asking, Jack?
Yeah, it seems like Rashi, I mean, I'm on the same page. Rashi is trying to, he's bringing this from not really such a strange place. He's bringing this.
Yeah. Julian, what do you want to say?
I would have thought that if the maskir didn't do Bittel, then the socher would be over by Rabbi Matzeh.
Whoa. Interesting. Everyone hear what Julian just said? Julian just said a packed, loaded statement that I want to challenge him with. But Julian said, you know why Rashi said that this has to be the case? Because guess who's nailed if there wasn't a Bittel over here?
Zohar's.
The Socher. Why? What? Julian, you crazy? Are you crazy? Why is the Socher Chayef? It's not his Chametz. What are you blaming me for? I just read that. I came into, what's it called? Chase in Arizona. The Biltmore. I came into the Biltmore in the middle of Pesach. Okay? I'm renting out the Biltmore, right? Who's been in the Biltmore, Rabbi Yisai? Yeah? Schmack. Right? I'm staying in the Biltmore, right? And I'm renting an apartment. Oops. We took care of everything else. We forgot to take care of the chametz. Okay? Forgot to clean out the chametz, all the chametz in the rooms, on the desk, by the computer, underneath the television, you know, by the remote control with the Bible, you know, everything that's in the hotel room, right? That's my chiyuv? That's my body? That's my deraisa? Julian, you're allowed to respond.
You're a yid.
I'm a yid. Yeah, but I'm not responsible for your averis. I mean, again, it's not... barring our Kol Yisrael Raven Zilazet.
The person who left it was also a yid.
The person who left it was also a yid. So let him do tshuva. What does that have to do with me?
Tshuva, the Gemara on hay.
Julian, how could you say such a thing? How could you say such a thing?
The Torah says it.
Where does the Torah say it? Who said that?
You're not supposed to be able to see chametz in your gvulecha. Lo, your gvulecha. Wait, it doesn't matter if there's
chametz. You're not supposed to see chametz in your gvulecha. What type of chametz in your gvulecha?
Sore.
What type of chametz?
Your chametz.
Chametz that I own. Sore. I'm not supposed to own chametz in my gvul. Now you're going to tell me someone else's chametz? I'm responsible in my gvul?
I mean, it's not even your gvul. It's your gvul.
What?
It's not even your gvul. Someone else.
I have a beferish Gemara that tells me against Julian. The Gemara says, the Gemara has a hava mina to say like Julian. The Gemara says, on heim a beis, ain li ela benach shalok gevish tevein sharim mechob bechanachot nachin shekevish v'sharim mechob bechot menai tam lom loyim etzbatim. Ain li shabab adich. Oh, I'm sorry. Where is this Gemara? I'm not allowed to be makabel achrayis on chometz from other people, because then I expect, then it's my responsibility, then there you see my ownership there. But if I don't own it, Rabbi Yisai, the Gemara says that I'm not chayiv. Anyone want to attack Julian with me? No? Good.
Isn't what Julian said?
Julian's right on a certain level.
Isn't what Julian said beferish what the Magen Avraham said?
No, if I cared. What Julian said is beferish what the Vilna Gaon says. Julian is saying like the Vilna Gaon, based on Rashi on that Gemara that I just read. Achidish nifla ad lema'oit. That the Vilna Gaon holds, everybody say, that if I have Jewish chametz, not Goyish chametz, if I have Jewish-owned chametz that's in my reshus, chametz birshuso ve'eno shelo is my bayira abayimotze. And says Rabbi Chanan in this Rashi, if it wouldn't have been post-bayira abayimotze, I would have violated what? The socher would have violated bayira abayimotze. Wow. Rabbi Yisai, I want to just present to you a conversation that I had with Avi Bahar and Yosef Rubinoff in Seder. Okay? I presented the following shaila. A person came up to me 2 years ago. He said he was leaving his house for Pesach. You know what? Let's hold off on this shaila. We'll discuss it after we finish the entire subject. Let's hold off. So that's the way Julian answered the question, Rabbi Yisai. Anyone have any other alternatives in the way Julian's interpreting this Rashi? Because Rabbi Yisai, at the end of the day, Julian has another Rashi. It's a nice pshat. It's a nice gang, Rabbi Yisai. But it's not the pashtus. It's not the pashtus at all. So what's the pashtus? Anyone have any other pshat? Again, I want to reiterate what I'm asking. I'm reading this Gemara. The Gemara had a suffix. Maskir soicher. I don't know. Let's look at other areas in halacha. There's a maskir and a soicher. Who has the chiyuv? The Gemara says, no, that's different because that's chovas hadar. Comes along Rashi and it says, ah, the Raisa Drabon. So I ask you the question, why did Rashi do that? Where did the Gemara say that? So Julian said that Rashi needed to do that because of the Roy, because you look at Rashi and Daf Hey, you look at the Vilna Gaon, Rashi's Mechadish to us that there's a din. Although the Gemara says if you're not Mekabel Achrayis on Chomitz, you're not Chayev, that's only when it comes to Chomitz Shal Nachri. But Chomitz Shal Yisrael Acher, the Biltmore situation, even if I wasn't Mekabel Achrayis, if it's in my Rishus, I violate it. I violate it, Rabbi Yisai. So as Julian said, Rashi understood it that Bal Yerah Ba Yamatze wasn't resolved. If you didn't have a matzav of what? That there was bittul done in this situation, then what? Then the sukkah would have violated. And the Gemara would have never had a suffix. That's the nekud of Julian is saying. The Gemara wouldn't have had a suffix. It would have been pushed at who's chayiv? The socher. Oh, with a Rashi on Daf Hey Mebeis and a Rabbi Chanan and a Vilna Gaon, now I can understand what Rashi is saying on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Interesting. And might have some practical implications, Rabbi says. Stay tuned to some fascinating shilas that are going to come up based on this Vilna Gaon, based on this Rashi. Anyone having an alternative shot on how to explain this Rashi and the development of the Gemara?
Rabbi, if Rashi holds that the entire answer of Chovas Adar is a deraisa, meaning that the Gemara gives the answer of Chovas Adar. And according to Rashi, that means it's a deraisa. So the only way that could be an answer is if Rashi makes the whole situation a derabanan.
Yes, I asked you 100%. I'm in a full agreement with you, and that's exactly what Rashi says. My question was why?
Because Rashi interprets the answer as a... The only way Chovas Adar is an answer...
Why does Rashi have to interpret the answer like that? That's my question. That's not the push-up shot of what the Gemara means. Yeah, Judah.
Could we say that maybe Rashi held that this bedika of the show, of the socher would only be a derabanan bedika?
Yeah, any bedika of the socher or the maskir, whatever side of the suffix in the Gemara you take, would only be derabanan.
But not
because Julian's saying if there was no bittel, then the socher would have obviously been chayiv because it's his rishus.
Well, wouldn't that be a deraisa?
Yeah.
According to Rashi. So why can we say that the derabanan bedika of this would be like
that's the suffix. If you want to have a suffix on the books, Julian's saying you got to tone this down to a derabanan. But if there would be bayir abayimotze, it would have been obvious to the Gemara that the socher is chayiv. That's all Julian's saying.
That's not for sure, though.
I didn't say that's for sure. What do you want to say, Avi? So you want to take on Julian?
I'm just going to say that it could also be bayir. So it's his.
So therefore, what? Read me the Rashi. If there was no Bal Yamatze, not like Julian, that it would have been obvious that the Soicher would have been Chayev, but rather what, Avi?
Masker would be Chayev.
The Masker would have been Chayev. The Masker would have been Chayev. Who says that, Pshat Rabbi Say?
Probably
Sifnik. Again, of Rome.
Who says that, Pshat Rabbi Say?
Rashi himself.
Oh no, the Chochma
Shlomo. Rabbi Yehuda Amarav.
The Chochma Shlomo. Who's the Chochma Shlomo?
The Marshal.
Marshal says no. Exactly what Julian said in the side of the Seicher. You can say the opposite route, and you can say the Pashtus is if there was buyer of Yemotze, there was a real ownership that was retained when it came to Bidikas Chometz on this situation. Then obviously this would be Bidikas Chometz on the Maskir, not on the Seicher. Two viable pshats of the Marshal versus the Gra. And the Marshal says, because even though he's technically renting out the property and he's not using it, he says a chiddush that it's still considered within his rishus on a certain level, legabe, to violate the Yisra of Bal Yerah Bal Yamatze. So therefore, Rashi was forced, again, to remove the Bal Yerah Bal Yamatze, to assume that there was bittul, so that it wouldn't be pushed to the Gemara that the Maskir is chayv. Everyone with me? What's wrong? Explain to me what you're not understanding, Simar.
I'm not understanding why we have to say that this is a derabanan. Like, if we're saying that really the property is the socher's, then Pashut, he would
have to... Let's take it back to the... Judith asking a great question. We're all explaining... Why? What Rashi did And he explained the suffix of the Gemara, Rabbi Yisai, because on a level deraisa, it would have been either according to the Marshal on the Maskir, or according to the Vilna Gaon, it would have been on the Seicher, right? But Judah asked, but why, again, why did Rashi have to do that? Judah, listen carefully. Rashi saw a suffix in the Gemara. Correct? Shitas Rashi in Psochim is that Bdikas Chometz should follow which halacha, Rabbi Say?
Bal Yira Bal Yimotze.
Bal Yira Bal Yimotze. If you have an obvious Bal Yira Bal Yimotze, should the Gemara ever lend itself to a suffix?
No.
That's Rashi Lishitasa. Rashi needed to neutralize this Gemara. Rashi needed to add much more to this Gemara. Because Shitas Rashi that we worked on so hard, Rabbi Yisai, knew that if there was real bona fide Bal Yira Bal Yimotze, the Gemara should never have a suffix. Whether it's the Maskir, whether it's the Socher. I don't care who you want to choose. On a level of deraisa, if there's Bal Yira Bal Yimotze, however you're explaining it, that should be the person and the individual that's chayav and bedika. Rabbi Yisai, Rashi's lishitaso. Rashi needed to neutralize this Gemara.
According to the Marshal.
And explain away why there bechlal is a suffix in the Gemara. How does the Gemara and Avdalid shtim with the old Gemara? Rabbi Yisai, we started off and we asked the Rashash's question and we said, I don't understand this whole Gemara. This should just be the old Machlekes Rashi and Taisis. The Gemara's fakis is Machlekes Rashi and Taisis apella, what the Rashash said. So we said, no, now, look at Rashi. Rashi revamps the Gemara. Rashi changes the Tzuras Hadaf. Rashi says that this is all a matzav of what? That is post-bittel. That there is no Bal Yira Bal Yimotze. Oh, there is no Bal Yira Bal Yimotze. Now you have a Schiras. What do we do with such an anomaly? It's on the one hand, it's his. On the other, it's the Rishus of the Seicher. Now we could talk different svaras, different levels in such a matzav where it's not a classic ownership of a house. Who does the bedikas chametz? Who takes on the role of the chi of habayis when Bal Yira Bal Yimotze is obviously neutralized? But if Bal Yira Bal Yimotze Raboisai was still on the playing field according to Rashi, there wouldn't be a suffix. And you could have that in two ways, either on the seicher or on the maskir, depending if you accept the grah. Or you accept the Marshal. What I'm trying to add in, Rabbi Yisai, is that I want to suggest that Rashi is Lishitoso. It's beautiful. Rashi's not complicating things. Rashi's simplifying matters. Rashi's making the Gemara shtim according to his Yisoid in the Masechta. I hope everyone understood what I just developed in Shitas Rashi. But there is one more option. There is one more option of the Magen Avraham. Because the Magen Avraham in Simin Tov Mem Gimel never even entertains the possibility of the Vilna Gaon and Julian suggestion that chametz that you don't own, you would violate Bal Yira Bal Yimotze just because it's in your Rishus. Avi Bahar left chametz in my house that I never was Mekabel Achrayas on last year's Shabbaton. And I'm going to now violate Bal Yira Bal Yimotze when I was never Mekabel Achrayas, Mekabel Shmira on such an object. That's ridiculous, says the Magen Avraham against the Vilna Gaon. Although the Vilna Gaon would say, according to Rashi and Daf Hei Mabez, I would violate Bal Yira Bal Yimotze. Says the Magen Avraham, so what's Pshat in Rashi? So he says a little bit differently than the Marshal. He suggests that there's another way that it still could be a Chiyav on the Seicher, like Julian says, but not because of the rationale of the Vilna Gaon and Rashi and Daf Hei, for an entirely different svar. Says, in general, when a person rents out his house, right, and he left some chametz around, by definition, a person who's maskir it says, if there's a few slices of bread over there, obviously I'm mafkir that item, and I don't want to own it. And by definition, built into the rental agreement is that bread that's lying around, I'm mafkir, and is up to be nicknames to the socher. The socher now gets the rishus, and he acquires. He has right in the first chaser. So Mamela says the Magen Avraham, who's going to violate Bayirah Bayimatze over here? If it was pre-Bittel, Rabbi Yisai? Who?
The Socher.
The Socher. Not because of what the Vilna Gaon and Rashi says on Hamad Beis and Julian said, but rather because the Magen Avraham later on disagrees with the Vilna Gaon. And he thinks it's a massive chiddush, and it's too far, and that's not the pashas of the Gemara. Rather, it's a technicality over here, because by definition, when a person is maskir, he's giving up his chametz, and therefore the Baal Yirah Baal Matze automatically transfers to the person who has the domain and has the chametz. It's a classic chetz of Bailus and Shalau Bershuso. It's his and it's in his domain. That's Baal Yirah Baal Matze. So for that third option, Zok the Magen Avraham, that's why Rashi had to neutralize the sugya and say that it was post Baal Yirah Baal Matze, post Bittel, because otherwise it's obvious that the Socher would be Chayef, because he was just Kona Chametz in his own Rishos. So three different possibilities within Rashi, Rabbi Yisai, but all coming, and an unbelievable machlokes, ramifications, la'alocha, based on those development is Rashi's. However, all coming to the one Yisod, Rabbi Yisai, that I want to highlight, is that Rashi was brilliant over here. Rashi knew exactly what he was doing. Rashi understood what he said on the Mishnah, and that he said B'dika is always patterned after Baal Yirah Baal Matze. And therefore Rashi had a basic question when he read the Gemara, very similar to what we asked last today. Why isn't this obvious that it's going to be on the one who's violating Baal Yirah Baal Matze? Whoever that person's going to be, whether it's the Gra, the Magen Avraham, well, I don't care. Baal Yirah Baal Matze should be the Mechayim of B'dika. And Rashi says, oh, no, that's exactly what the Gemara answered me. This is not on a level of Daraisa. The whole suffix of the Gemara was assuming that it was Darabanan, it was post-Bittel. And Mela, now, I can now talk a suffix. So once the Baal Yirah Baal Matze is out the window, now we have to talk. So how do we approach this house? The Baal Abayis, who usually is there, is not there. It's just his chametz. The guy who's living there, he's there. Now we could talk. Maskir, soicher, soicher, maskir. I don't know. Yesh lodim. This is not a classic case of bedikas chametz where you own the house and the chametz is yours. Even post-bittel. Questions? Judah.
Post-bittel, according to the Ron's interpretation of Rashi, wouldn't he say that the reason that you do bedika is because you might not have been like mevatel belave?
No. Again, let's remember every step. The Ron is explaining Rashi on the Mishnah, right? Oh, you're saying post the din of the Gemara, whence every why after Rabbi Yehuda Merav that says every bodek has to be mevatel.
Right. So then wouldn't Rashi say that the bedika is only on the person who was mevatel?
In a classic situation, yeah. In a classic situation. The Gemara has a suffix in this funny situation of a socher and maskir. Yeah. Chevra, it comes out that what we thought it was like so odd and so funny is brilliant. Yeah, David.
According to the Gro, why am I chayav for someone else, for another Jew's chametz? Why would I be over by your and by Monte?
Turn to Hayim Abbas. What does the Gemara say?
So it's saying lo yimatze.
No. What does the Gemara say?
Shivas yamim sor lo yimatze v'seichem al tachan lomar halok far ne'amar lo yirei lecha sor v'bechul gulecha fin shenemar lo yirei lecha sor shachal yataru aval taru asha achim v'shal gava. Right, so you can have other people's.
So let's read Rashi. L'fi shenemar v'lo yirei lecha zok Rashi.
Well,
why did Rashi give those two examples? What about Shal Yisrael Acher? So Zok to the Vilna Gaon, you see, according to Rashi, the Gemara was only excluding a Goy or Hektish. But Chamit Shal Yisrael Acher in my Rishus, I violate Bayer Abay Mosei. Right? The Marshal would not agree with that. The Magen Avraham would not agree with that. But the Gra held like that. Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, Rabbi Chanan saying And Rabbi Chanan saying that that's Prat and Rashi, that that if pre Bali Rabbi Yamatza, the Sofer would have been Chayav, it would have been obvious, and the Gemara would never had a Sofer.
And the Magen Avraham and the Maharshal are like, are they direct opposites of each other?
Magen Avraham and the Maharshal, I don't think are there. I would say the Magen Avraham, the Maharshal, and the Gra are direct opposites of each other.
But when the Maharshal is saying that the ownership still belongs to the right, to
Maskir.
Right. And then he's saying that, but the Magen Avraham is saying no, because when he's maskir it, he's mafkir it.
Yeah, in a certain level, right. In a certain level, right.
Okay.
That chiddush of the Magen Avraham, just to assume like that, is I think both the Gra and the Maharshal would not agree with. Okay. You know, he's making up a whole story that when you're maskir, you automatically are mafkir, you know, your bread, which is a chiddush.
Right.
Okay. But I would say the Maharshal and the Gra are also opposites of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was just looking at like the ownership of the house part.
Yeah, 100%.
Don't you feel that Rashi and Peo and Bez was very, very like pressed against the wall? Which is why he added that Kigon, Shal Nachrim, Shal Gavol. Well, because why wouldn't the Gemara say that? Why would the Gemara say Shal Chirim? If it meant Goyim. It says Goyim in the next line.
When I learn these drushes, then I see the Gemara, I just think that the Gemara is focusing on Bilus. Is it yours or is it someone else's? You understand what Rashi's saying? Rashi's saying from an objective standpoint, chametz, bread that's baked in the same exact oven and the same exact ingredients, if it's owned by a Jew and if it's owned by a Goy, it has a different status of chametz.
Why did the Gemara say that?
The Gemara is just saying chametz shal acherim.
But then on the next line, it specifies...
That's a classic case. Why? You're not going to eat chur, you're not going to have Jewish chametz.
Most so Jews why in the line before, does not say Yachol, what does it say? It says, if you should never learn the chatzor, you should say atarosh, nochrim, shal gavoh. No?
Yeah, well, that's the Gemara's point.
Yeah, but that's the Gemara's point.
You just made an about face. You just said it wasn't Rashi pressed, and now you're attacking Rashi.
I am. I'm saying Rashi is pressed. Rashi is pressed against the wall. And he's really dachuk, I think.
Oh. You're Rashi saying...
extremely, extremely dachuk.
You're saying Shalachirim is a kasha on Rashi.
The Gemara specifies Nachum on the next line, what he can't do on the line right before.
I hear. Yeah, David.
According to the I forgot who it was that we saw that said that the responsibility is for you to burn someone else's chametz. But wouldn't that be arguing with Tosos? Meaning, if you find... I mean, Rashi could be speaking in a... When you have the chametz pre the zman that you need to do bittul, biur, and bedika. But if I find... Like, the Gro would seem to be saying that if I find chametz of a Jew on Pesach, I would be over?
Yeah. In my rishus.
Right, but then could you say that Rashi is just talking about... Rashi really only holds that isn't the case. Rather, he just holds that you have a responsibility to burn it beforehand if it's a Jew, so therefore you won't have that this case happen. Meaning, therefore
again,
you only have...
Again, everyone agrees Rashi's talking about Azman before Pesach starts. That's the case of the Gemara. It's the 14th.
Right, so...
No one holds that there is a violation yet.
So
no one's arguing that. Everyone knows the date over here. But Rashi is saying what is going to happen and what is the expectation and what do we foresee if we leave things dormant in this situation? What are the potential chiyuvim in such a case? That's what Rashi is saying, and that Rabbi Chanan is saying is dependent on this Vilna Gaon.
But maybe you could say right. that Rashi's not saying that you'd be over, that like if you have a Jews you wouldn't be over. It's just that you have the responsibility to burn it.
Again, David, Rashi's talking on the night of the 14th. He's not talking about over right now. He's talking about potential being over.
Right, so I'm saying that according to Rashi, you'll never get there, or at least you should never get there, because you have a chiyuv to burn it. So therefore, that case isn't relevant.
You're adding into Rashi. Rashi's saying, if there would have been bittul, there would have been bayir rabbi. If there wouldn't have been bittul, there would have been bayir rabbi matze. So now the Rashi doesn't fill in who would have been Bayer Rabbi Yamatze.
Okay.
So according to the Rabbi Chanan, according to the Vilna Gaon, the Fi Rashi and Hamad Beis, the Socher would have been Bayer Rabbi Yamatze.
Thank you.
Russ, quick question.
Yeah.
When the Gemara and Rashi talk about the other case, which is like Gavoha, is that just talking about Hekdesh?
Yeah.
So how is that something that you can't, that isn't yours? I mean, that you
No, it's Hekdesh. It's Hekdesh. What's the problem?
I mean, that's like for the Beit HaMikdash, right?
Yes, so what's the problem?
So how is that different from, like, I'm saying, like, is that also just like,
that's not considered Chomet Shal Yisrael Acher, no. No.
Okay.
You have to learn a lot of, you'll see throughout Shas that there's different halachos pertaining to Hekdesh as opposed to, for instance, if I steal from Hekdesh, I don't have the same chiyuvim as I do when I steal from a regular personal bailus. There's a different status in ownership of Hekdesh, and it's not considered stealing from a personal property.
And Hekdesh doesn't include like Truma and Trumat Maaser.
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Okay, Rabbi Isai, so what we're gleaning from this is that Rashi knew what he was doing, and Rashi was very, very well aware, and Rashi actually helped himself out over here, and actually fits beautifully with the Yesoidus that Rashi built upon from the beginning of the Masechta in his understanding of the nature of Bedikas Chametz. One thing that we're left off with a question is Rashi doesn't tell us conclusively who would have been the person were it not to be Bal Yerah by, well, were it not to be Bittel, who would have been the person to violate? And that is an open question that we have really three approaches in the Gedolei HaPoskim and the Gedolei HaAchronim that Emir Tzvi Hashem Rabbeis that we're going to see is really going to affect a lot of situations that could potentially come up halacha lamaisa in different scenarios. But I don't want to get into that yet until we see all the shittos in the Rishayim, namely the Rabbeinu David, when we get to his analysis of our Gemara. Okay, Rabbi Isai? So that's in terms of just setting up the Rashi and understanding that this was definitely premeditated and works very well. I think it's a very geschmack mahalach within Rashi, and Rashi analyzed it well. Yeah.
Rabbi?
Yosef?
From the Rashi, it seems like he's talking about the mosque here in the Rashi and Dav Dawud. Because the whole time he's talking about, yeah, it would have been just enough for him to do a bittul. For him, who's him? Who can do that?
Yossi is pointing out a fascinating question, and this bothered me also. It comes out to be a very fascinating suggestion. According, if you take Rabbi Chanan's approach / the Vilna Gaon's approach, that the socher is the one who is going to violate Bal Yerah by Yimatzeh, but Yossi is pointing out, but it seems clear from Rashi that the person who would be mevatel the chametz would be the maskir. So it would come out a very funny thing. That the maskir needs to be mevatel in order that what? According to the Gra, so that the socher doesn't violate. So is that possible? That you could potentially have a situation where you violate Bal Yerah Bal Yimatzeh, but you don't have a solution to that problem? You don't have an Eitzah of how to get out of that? And really you need someone else, Hatzalah, to come in and be the mevatel for you? It could be. It could be a very funny cheshbon over here. That I'm stuck. All I have shaykhs to over here is that I'm renting this property. Or is that I own this property. I don't have any shaykhs to the chametz. Can I be mevatel something I don't own? But Yossi,
yeah.
Yossi is pointing out is a very, very good aura. We really need to think about this. The pashtus is, what Yosef's saying is correct, is that the mevatel would be the maskir to help out the socher from not violating by Rabbi Matzeh were it to be pre-bittel. Fascinating, fascinating concept.
Rav, don't we have the case with the pikadon that you're allowed to burn it?
Pikadon is partially mine.
Oh, okay.
Where
Kodan, I accepted achrayis. I have to make sure now to be mevatel in order to make my connection to that item severed. This is an open question, Rabbi, so that we have to keep in our mind. Could there be bittel on something that I don't own?
Where are we saying that the maskir is on the bittel?
The maskir is the bittel.
Where are we saying that?
Chovas Adar, imasiach daito minei mashle ka afra va amar kol chamir of the base aiden rabbanon udatzach b'dika v'ashlik ki I gav nev. I don't really see in this. I agree with what Yosef, what you said, but I don't really. Where do you see it in the Rashi?
He says the sagile b'tol ba'alma. It's enough for him to do a b'tol ba'alma.
So why can't that be the
b'tol? Only the.
Now you're asking me svara. Yosef saying it's only shayach to the person who could be mevatel the chametz, the owner of the chametz. I agree with you.
But maybe you could. But maybe he can be mevatel the chametz.
Rashi would say that the socher could be mevatel.
David, you're saying I have no shayach to this chametz. I don't own this chametz. I don't even know about this.
It's in my rishus.
It's in my rishus.
That could be enough.
Rabbi Yisai, what do you think this should depend on, Rabbi Yisai?
Whether the rent, the sale, like what's it considered? Is it in his rishus or is it in the mosque's rishus?
Rabbi Yisai, think back. What's bittel? What's bittel? Is bittel hefker? Like Rabbeinu Tam? And therefore, if I own something, then I can do bittel? Or is bittel just a way that I'm considering this to be chametz and afra da'ara, so I don't want it to enter into my rishus, even though it's something that shouldn't have entered in the first place, because it's usur? Remember the Ran? Remember the Ran and Rashi? Maybe David and Yosef's machloikes, maybe, might depend on what bittel is, and how bittel works, and what is the nature of bittel. Oh my gosh, Torah is awesome. This is amazing. I feel so bad for people who are not learning. This pandemic is probably the craziest thing if you don't have Torah. It's nuts. This is where it's at. I don't care what the regulations are and what the laws are and what the... This is... I'm in the world of Rashi. I'm seeing brilliance. I'm seeing godless. Something that was written thousands of years ago is so relevant now. It's nuts. It's awesome. This is what keeps me alive. Even when the whole world is getting destroyed, I have a lifeline. Unbelievable. It's mamish unbelievable. And it goes weiter. It's just getting started. It's going to build more. Not only Rashi's Lashitas and Rabbi Yisai. Let's go weiter. Dr. Taisis. Alamaskir livdoik de chamira didehu. Alamaskir livdoik de chamira didehu. Dr. Gemara, what's your tzad to be mechay of the maskir? What's your tzad to be mechay of the maskir? It's his chametz. What's your tzad to be mechay of the seicher? It's his rishos. Dr. Taisis. Ein lefarish, don't say the pshat in this Gemara. Don't be fooled, Zoktoisus. Ein lefarish, hatam, gave into shaloyu, vein odom yochel levatel elahu, chayav livdoik. Don't tell me that the Gemara is saying that since it's his chametz, and he's the only one who could be mevatel it because it's his chametz, so therefore he's chayav to be bedika. Why? Why shouldn't I say that, Rabbi Yisai? The imkain, Zoktoisus, because if that's the case, I'll prove to you that you can't say that. The imkain, amay nokat maskir l'chavera b'yudalid, afilu b'yudgimel yischayev ha-maskir, mehai taima livdoik. Because Toisus points out something that we pointed out the first time we read this Gemara. Because if that's the case, Rabbi Yisai, if it's all ownership-based and the Gemara is read simply the way you think that it's read, and it really means what it says on a simple level, that the only tzad to be mechayev the masker is because it's his chametz and he's the one who has to be mevatel it. So then why is this suffix what, Rabbi Yisai? Why is this suffix what?
Related to the 14th.
Why? Yeah, what does that have to do with the 14th? This is a suffix that's relevant for months. This is a suffix that exists above and beyond just the 14th. The Gemara was very specific. And the Gemara, again, Rabbi Yisai Toitzvus is honing on, in on Akasha that we asked when we opened our eyes and we actually used our mind when we want to get credit, but rather we're actually trying to investigate what the Ratzon HaBayre is and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all about, and trying to be Mekayim V'Ahavtes Hashem Elokecha through his words of Torah, like Rashi says in Dvarim. Oh, why did the Gemara say the 14? Why was it necessary to say specifically the 14? The place is, there must have been something unique about the 14. Oh. So therefore, Tosfos says, it's not. The machayiv of the maskir is not because of his bailus, and because he is the one who controls bittul. Lekach mefarish ri. Therefore, the ri says, entirely different pshat in the Gemara. Dichamira didehu. What the Gemara means, you have to add on words to the Gemara. Dichamira didehu. And by the way, Rabbi Yisai, it's a little misleading the way Tosfos reads the Gemara. The Gemara is misleading. The chal alav chiyuv bedika shah achas koidim sheskira koidim sheskira. What the Gemara meant is, since it was his, what was his? Not only the chametz. What was his, Rabbi Yisai?
The chiyuv.
What?
The chiyuv.
Meaning everything was his. Bein the chametz. Bein the bias. When did this contract begin, says Tosfos? When did this contract begin?
When he gets the key.
10 o'clock at night on the 14th. No, nothing about keys. We're not going into the keys, everybody said.
Okay.
No one said anything about keys. That's the Gemara's vite later. We're talking about right now when the contract began. Okay? We'll talk about keys in the future. When did the contract begin? Ted says that is relevant, because before the contract started, who was the balabos? Who was the owner of everything? Who was the person who controlled the domain and owned all the chametz? The who?
The maskir.
The maskir. Oh, that's why the Gemara was limited to what? A specific time. Of the night of the 14th. We don't have a general suffix about what every situation where a person is maskir and soicher. Zok Tosfos, we have a suffix when you have this shifting relationship, this shifting arrangement, that at the beginning of Zman Bidika, it was all on me, the maskir. It was all on the original owner. Everything was mine, the chametz, the house, everything. And then it shifts to now be the house of the who? The house of the Soichers. So on that, the Gemara says, this is a complicated situation. This is a complicated arrangement. What happens when you have a Chiyav that begins X and turns into Y? How do you analyze such a situation? That's the suffix of the Gemara. And Moira Veraboisai says, Tosfos, I'll prove it to you. I'll prove to you that that's the Gemara suffix through two proofs. First of all, I am the one who's saying that there's a relevance of the date that the Gemara gave. Why did the Gemara give a date of what? The 14th. Do we have a rationale, Rabboisai? According to Rashi, why the Gemara gave a date of the 14th? What's the answer, Rabboisai? No. And I hate to say it, Rabboisai, at the end of the day, I don't even think I'm going to have a rationale in Rashi. I think it might be lav dafka. Masha'ein kin shitas ha-Tosfos took the words of the Gemara that the suffix was specifically the 14th and explained away the suffix to be an entirely different suffix. What happens if you have this revolving arrangement going from a maskir to a seicher? How do you approach such a thing that I would never have known from the Mishnah in a classic situation where I retain ownership of my house through the Yontif of Pesach? How do I approach such a thing? Tosfos says, look at the Gemara Suffolk. It's specifically a maskir by Yisbi Yadalid. And then Tosfos says, look at the Toshma. What's the Toshma? Toshma umay sirayim mezuzah. And it brings a proof from mezuzah. And I'll prove it to you. It's exactly parallel. Exactly parallel to the arrangement and the relationship that we just set up in the Suffolk of the Gemara is. Why? What's happening, Rabbi Isai? I read it wrong originally. Maisi Raya, what's the Raya? That you have a person who owns the house, and the Chi of Mezuzah should have been on the what? The Balabas. And now he rents it out and it shifts and it changes to who? To a Seicher. And you see the Seicher's Chayav Mezuzah. Wow, that's a geshmak of pshat. That's mamish. Rabbi Isai, I want to tell you something. According to Rashi, I don't really even understand. Not only, I don't understand the Toshma of the Gemara. It's a Gemara to Bedikas Chametz. What does one have to do with the other? It says Tosis, I'm going to explain to you what does one have to do with the other. If the nature of the Sofik is just a revolving relationship, that the original Machayev was in one person and changes to another person, how do you go about that when it comes to the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz? You know what the good paradigm is for that? You know what a good proof for that is? Mezuzah! Mezuzah shifted from the owner to now the socher. And the Gemara had a good proof. So the Gemara says, so maybe the socher should be chayev here also. On that, the Gemara answers, no. Socher is chayev ador. Chayev chovas ador. No. Medochi, and the Gemara is doiche, the mezuzah chayevas adoru. Kolemra, afilu lo hoya maskira hoyochul ipotem mi mezuzah, shlo yador mishtamish mevayis. No, there's no good raya, Rabbi Isai. Says the Gemara in the Tchia, the Gemara rejects the parallel to Mezuzah. Why? Because Mezuzah is not an equal Chiyav on the Maskir and the Seicher. Because Mezuzah is all about what? The person living. The person inside the house. The person inside the house, Rabbi Isai. So if the Seicher would not start living, but the Maskir would also not start living, he would never have a Chiyav either. You need a situation where you, the maskir, had the chiyuv, you were the owner, and then through, and 10 o'clock at night on the 14th, you now became what? You now shifted, and the arrangement changed to now be the soicher. That doesn't exist by mezuzah. By mezuzah, you could absolve your chiyuv entirely by no one and leaving this house vacant, which halach lemaisa is the case, Rabbi Yisai. If you own a house, and the house is not being used, there is no chiyuv mezuzah. So Taisa says there's no parallel, the Gemara was telling us, between mezuzah and chametz. But Rabbi Isai says Taisa, but fundamentally in the Hava Amina, we understand the suffix, we understand the potential proof, and then we understand the dchia, which according to Rashi is a little bit shakier. Marev Rabbi Isai, I'd like to ask a question, and with this we'll close, and tomorrow we'll move on to the Rabbeinu David, Rabbi Isai, and then we'll analyze everything in Mirtz Hashem. I'd like to ask the following question. What compelled Tosfos to rearrange and to be medayik like this and to learn the Gemara as this new suffix of a revolving arrangement and not to be based on the way Rashi approached the Rabbi Isai? Who could help me out over here, Rabbi Isai? Yeah, David.
I'm assuming it has what to do with what he holds Bedika is for.
Oh, so David's saying, when Tosfos approached this suffix, this Gemsugya, Taisus Svarach Yitzayna, and Taisus' rationale going into the Gemara is that who should be the only one that's Chayav in Bedika, Rabbi Isai?
The guy who's living there.
Which is who?
The Socher.
The Socher. Excellent. And yet the Gemara has a suffix. Rabbi Isai, that bothered Taisus. That really bothered Tosfos. That was burning inside of Tosfos. Why is the Gemara questioning this? Why is the Gemara even entertaining a possibility that the Maskir is Chayef? There's something that's going on in this Gemara that needs explanation, says Tosfos. How does this fit with my analysis that I built up in the first 6 weeks of Zman? Zok the Heilige Tosfos, I'll explain to you what happened. Look carefully in the Gemara. The Gemara says that the arrangement happens when? on your dalid, which means that it shifted from the maskir to the soicher. Ah, new issue. That's a nice discussion, everybody said. We should go out for coffee and talk about that. On the maskir, on the soicher, what happens when things revolve, when things arrange, when that. I can bring rice from mezuzah. I can be doicha from mezuzah. Yesh v'yesh. But this is not just a classic suffix of what masker and soicher, you know, in the month of Cheshvin, and then it happens to be that the soicher still is living there on the day of Yudalit. No, Rabbeisai, I got no energy left. I'm beat. But I just got to tell you one thing, Rabbeisai. Don't just read Rashi and Tosfos here. On a simple level, everybody said. There is so much going on here between the lines that is built off of what? Off of the Yesodis of the Rishonim and the way they got to their approach in this Gemara. And let me tell you something. Torah is a yam. A yam is deep. And the more you go into the yam, and the further that you're going to swim, you're going to get deeper and deeper. But let me tell you something. As you swim, and as you get deeper, and as you get experience, everybody say, it's going to be more and more geshmak, because you're going to know how to swim, and you're going to be able to see these things, of how brilliant the Rishonim were, and the Gemara was, and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was expressing in between the lines. Rabbi Isai, everyone take the taste that they have right now, Rabbi Isai, and bury it. Bury it inside of their body for those days that you're not feeling it, that you don't get it, that you start questioning. What's the point? What's the godless? Why are we doing this? Who cares? Let the socher and the masker fly a kite. I'm not a socher, I'm not a masker, and I don't go to the Biltmore either, Rabbi. What does it matter? Today, remember that. Shkayach Rabbi Isai.
Rabbi, why?
Oh no. Was Moshe Cohen not on?
I recorded.
Oh, Baruch Hashem. Wow, Shmash. Even if you didn't record, just saying that at the right time, that sounded awesome.
I missed like the first 2 minutes, but I recorded it after that.
All right,
Rabbi, I got the whole thing.
How does Tosfos explain this? If Bedik is all about Achila, so how does he?